another worldwide podcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 4 with verses 21 through 23. Give my greetings to every holy one in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send you their greetings. All the holy ones send you their greetings, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Our conclusion of the letter to the Philippians ends in truth, where Paul bestows the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ on every spirit that lives a life of God first. This is really our call each day, to live in His Spirit, taking upon our practice to read the Word of God as a daily exploration of truth, wanting to see Jesus as our reason to share the thoughts of our reality brings to our mind and love, faith, and hope of living mercy divine. This is the act of Paul, what he did each and every day after receiving his blinding light that taught him how to truly pray. His encounter with the world never wavered in signaling the salvation of Jesus Christ, denying his own Jewish heritage to reveal the redemption he shared with each and every one. No matter the location, no matter the time, no matter the person, Jesus was the first on his lips at the waking of each day, as well as the ending of each night. Paul always spoke the name of Jesus, invoking peace over pestilence, invoking passion over pain, invoking persistence over procrastination. And I encourage you to do the same. Be one in Jesus, where your thoughts and your actions become the persona God expects in each and every one, giving Him all the glory, sharing His divine Son. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and we pray for those that we've been asked to pray for. Lord, we pray for Ukraine as we seek your intervention and an opportunity to overcome this evil. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them the peace in their last breath. We pray for some good friends and special intentions today as we lean towards meeting with the deacon panel Sunday. We pray for those who are enjoying their morning in peace of Jesus. So we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I'm a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the conclusion of Philippians 4. We'll conclude the letter to the Philippians today. We'll look for some more work tomorrow, see where our spirit leads us. Today's poem is a one-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Spirit of Christ, Be Yours. One's holy. Everyone, greetings mine. Paul's brothers in Christ state in kind. One holy's household sends Caesar's love divine. Spirit of Christ be yours, and Jesus our Lord for all time. Amen. I'm Thomas Hill Cruz Wiggins. It's March 27, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We conclude our silent time today in the name of Jesus as we close at 6:03. Normal operating time. In the name of Jesus, we call out to our good friends John and Marie, sending them the love of Christ always. Thank you and have an awesome day in the Lord. And may God bless you. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.